I'm Lou Dimes, and this is Thinking Independently. Well, the Associated Press, I'm sorry to tell you, Speaker Pelosi, Keith Olbermann, and the rest of you lefties, the Associated Press, not exactly one of the president's leading critics, has fact-checked those kinds of accusations and charges. And what did the Associated Press find? Well, guess what? Insurance company profits are, it turns out, not obscene at all, not immoral at all. And in fact, the insurance industry's profit margin is quite low. Not obscene, quite low. Perhaps you could say obscenely low, and couldn't be much lower unless they were losing money, for crying out loud. According to the Associated Press, quote, health insurance profit margins typically run about 6%, give or take a point or two. That's anemic compared with other forms of insurance and a broad array of industries, even some beleaguered ones. Profits barely exceeded 2% of revenue in the latest annual measure. Health insurers posted a 2.2% profit margin last year. That places them in the 35th of 53 industries on the Fortune 500 list. As is typical, other health sectors did much better. Drugs, medical products, services, all in the top 10. The railroads, for crying out loud, brought in almost a 13% profit margin. Leading the list, network and other communications equipment at 20%. So where are all those obscene profits that the president's talking about? What's happened? Has the president been caught in another contradiction with reality?